That's the sound of a very busy Varied Industries building last weekend at the Iowa State Fair. I'm Andrew Schneider. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Pella. On this edition, we sit down with Kathy Hochsbergen with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's here to talk about their booth that showcased Pella at the 2014 Iowa State Fair.
I work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Pella, and I am taking a shift here with my husband at the State Fair, and we're passing out all kinds of Pella brochures that talk about our events, about our attractions, everything there is to see and do.
And Pella really thrives on tourism. And so it's important for you to showcase, especially with so many people. I mean, you can see shirts from Iowa State. You can see people from all the way from Northwest Iowa. It's all about promoting Pella here.
It is. And, you know, Pella is pretty centrally located. There is our big Tulip Time Festival that we promote greatly, and that's always the first weekend in May. It used to be the second weekend. First weekend in May, and coming up is our holiday season, and we have many, many things going on from, I think November 25 through December 31.
And one of the things that makes us unique in Pella, of course, is our Dutch heritage, and that's one of those where the town does a great job of preserving that, and that's really also what you're here for, though, is to showcase that, is that not only is Pella a nice little town in Iowa, there's a great heritage and history to it.
Absolutely, and I can attest to that. I'm 100% Dutch, as well as many in our office are Dutch, and so we just have that strong feel for our heritage. And yeah, like you said, many people in Pella do have that strong family tie that goes back generationally, and many of them have grandparents that actually did move from Holland and still have that strong work ethic, heritage, values-driven family life, and so we're proud of that.
And I guess my next question for you is, now we'll focus more here, and how many years have you come to the Iowa State Fair to come promote Pella?
Well, actually, it's only my second year to come and promote Pella at this booth, but yeah, State Fair is a lifelong tradition for us, but I've only been with the Convention and Visitors Bureau 2 years, and that's when I got very involved in promoting Pella.
What's it been like interacting with people? Because, I mean, for you, it's got to be rewarding, too, because you've lived in Pella your whole life, I'm sure. And on the other side, you get to see so many different people who are interested in Pella from all around the state and even the country.
I think there's just an attraction to a small town that has kept traditions alive, that's beautiful. Our parks are absolutely gorgeous right now, and we're proud of them. And like I've said before, there's strong values, the small community togetherness, a lot of volunteerism. People are just happy to be a part of this community, and there's always something happening.
But what's it been like for you to get to meet so many different people from across the state that you might not otherwise meet? How has that been for you?
Well, interesting. We have been putting lots of tattoos on little children, and we just hope their parents are listening when we're talking about Pella and the things to do. We have actually met a couple girls that have just moved from, one from Italy and one from Germany, and they just moved to Iowa for their year of school as an exchange student. And it's just fun to see them, but yeah, people from all over Iowa, everybody's got a story, and we just have one to share too that we like to pass on to them to see if they can see a spark about maybe coming to Pella.
And that's going to be fun for Pella too, is the idea that you have an opportunity to pull in so many diverse people who might not otherwise think about Pella or think about a Dutch tradition or a Dutch small town, but there's going to be an opportunity for Pella to bring some of those people in and give them a flavor.
Yeah, and there's a lot of little towns represented through Iowa that are special, but we just have a feeling that we just have a pretty good package to share with people. We have some awesome bakeries. We love to tout our Dutch letters, of course, and our meat markets are awesome and very traditional. Very traditional. You're rubbing your tummy right now. I can tell you've experienced those. You know, it's nice when we can share some ethnic things that aren't known throughout Iowa or throughout the country. So, yep, you don't come to Pella to stay skinny. Oh, no.
No, you don't. I guess for you personally, you said you've been to the fair your whole life. What's it like every time you get a chance to come to the fair? This time you're here for work, obviously, but what's it like coming to the Iowa State Fair?
Well, I'm coming right back tomorrow, and it's not for work, I can assure you. We are farmers, in addition to other things we do, but so we enjoy the agriculture flavor of the fair. We love the livestock barns, agriculture building. We don't do the rides anymore unless we have the grandkids, of course. We love the food. Oh, boy, we love the food. Love to people watch. Oh, yeah. You see everything, don't you? Yeah, and it's just a fun tradition.
That concludes today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.